From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Bob Doty reporting. Afghan government officials confirmed Wednesday that reclusive Taliban chief Mullah Omar is dead. They said he died more than 2 years ago in Pakistan. He was very sick in a Karachi hospital and died suspiciously there, Abdul Hasib Siddiqui, the spokesman for Afghanistan's main intelligence agency, the National Directorate of Security, said without elaborating. President Ashraf Ghani's office confirmed that Omar died in 2013. It was unclear why news of his death was just now emerging, although there have been other reports of his death since 2001. That was the last time the one-eyed secretive head of the Taliban had been seen in public, after U.S.-led forces toppled his government and he fled over the Afghan border to Pakistan. Turkey's president is meeting top officials in China to strengthen ties that have been strained over the delayed sale of a Chinese missile system and Beijing's treatment of its Turkic-speaking Uyghur minority. After landing in Beijing on Wednesday, President Recep Tayyip Erdogan met with Chinese Premier Li Keqiang and is also expected to confer with President Xi Jinping following a formal ceremony. Mr. Erdogan has been a strong critic of China's heavy-handed policies toward Uyghurs in the violence-plagued western region of Xinjiang, where China says it is fighting foreign-backed separatists. The plight of the Uyghurs has garnered deep sympathy among many Turks who share strong cultural, religious, and linguistic ties with the group. This is Mr. Erdogan's first visit to China since becoming president in 2014. Turkish leader also made a landmark visit to China in 2012, becoming the first Turkish prime minister to visit Beijing. This is VOA News. Eurotunnel, the company operating the tunnel between France and England, says it has blocked more than 37,000 migrants trying to cross illegally from continental Europe to Britain since the beginning of the year. Eurotunnel announced the total Wednesday, saying France and Britain need to do more to help Eurotunnel cope with the rising numbers of migrants flooding into the area. British Prime Minister David Cameron said on Wednesday that Britain is doing everything it can, cooperating with France to prevent disturbances at the Eurotunnel site. Another set of U.S. lawmakers get their chance to question and hear testimony from senior officials Wednesday as they continue to evaluate the international nuclear agreement with Iran. Secretary of State John Kerry, Defense Secretary Ash Carter, Energy Secretary Ernest Moniz, and the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Martin Dempsey, are all set to appear before the Senate Armed Services Committee. Congress has a 60-day period to review the Iran nuclear agreement. Kerry told the House Foreign Affairs Committee on Tuesday that a U.S. rejection of the pact would be squandering the best chance to control Iran's nuclear program and would leave no restraints on Iran developing a nuclear weapon.
It's a good deal for the world, a good deal for America, a good deal for our allies and our friends.
But Congressman Ed Royce, the Republican chairman of the Foreign Affairs panel, said Tuesday it is backwards and wrong that the U.N. voted on the pact before the U.S. Congress completes its review. He also voiced skepticism about the agreement itself.
We appreciate President Obama's effort to secure the most intrusive inspections in history, but it came up short.
U.S. President Barack Obama has vowed to veto any congressional rejection measure. Bangladesh's Supreme Court upheld a death sentence against opposition leader Salahuddin Qadir Chaudhry on Wednesday in connection with mass killings during the country's 1971 war for independence from Pakistan. Chaudhry is a leader of the Bangladesh Nationalist Party and was an aide to former Prime Minister Khalida Zia. A tribunal set up by Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina found him guilty on multiple counts of war crimes and crimes against humanity in 2013. Those charges included murder, genocide, abduction, and torture. The United Nations Security Council is scheduled to vote Wednesday on a draft resolution establishing an international tribunal to try those suspected of shooting down a Malaysia Airlines plane over eastern Ukraine a year ago. Malaysia, the Netherlands, Australia, Ukraine, and Belgium have expressed their support for such a tribunal, and Malaysia has circulated a draft resolution to that effect. I'm Bob Doty in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.